Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore, our second hour on Friday, the 24th day of March. A prepper tip of the day. Most of you have multiple devices that use batteries. Prepper tip of the day is please make sure when you store those devices, when they're not in use, to remove the batteries, no matter what they are. Remove the batteries. Make sure you got plenty of extra batteries, at least 2 battery chargers. And if you're buying rechargeable batteries, that you get low self-discharge batteries. They're the best kind. Of course, you might want to keep in mind lithium batteries. They have a great shelf life. So go through your inventory. Make sure your devices have the batteries out of them, especially AA's and AAA's and C's and D's. They're prone to leakage a lot more so than those flat batteries and the lithium batteries. And just make sure everything's squared away. You got a proper inventory and everything's stored the way it should be. That's your prepper tip of the day. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Dr. Phil Myers. Dr. Myers is a chiropractic physician living and working in my hometown, St. Louis, Missouri. Easy way to get started with Dr. Myers. He's my primary care physician, by the way. Easy way to get started is call his office, set up that first private, no charge consultation. Here's that office telephone number, 314-878-6868. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, John. How are you today?
Well, if I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal.
Well, it is in some states.
Right. I'm probably going to get a nice motorcycle ride today with my wife if she feels up to it. It's just a beautiful early spring day here in South Central Missouri. How about yourself, sir?
Yeah, it's beautiful. I love the fact that I can go out in the morning with no coat on, and it just feels like even in Missouri, it just feels like you're just walking out into a beautiful beach seawater area. Feels nice.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, our conversations continue to go in multiple directions, get into areas that people really need to know about. What direction you want to go this morning, sir?
Well, it's really interesting. We give a bad connotation to stress, and we give a bad connotation to inflammation, and we give a bad connotation to cortisol. And those 3 things actually serve us in really amazing ways. It's only when they go rampant that we see problems. And it's people are always wondering, well, how do I know if I'm under stress, if my cortisol is too high, or if my inflammation is too high? And I always get this question specifically from people that are on cholesterol medications. And I always say, like, do you even understand what cholesterol is and what it's designed to do? And they're like, well, actually, no. I'm like, well, okay, well, let's walk this through. Cholesterol is a building block. It is a hormone, and it is a very powerful detoxifier, a very powerful endorphin builder. It's a very powerful immune booster, and a very powerful digestive aid. And people that are on statins are missing out on the ability for cholesterol to do all those things. And they're like, but doc, the cholesterol, that my scores say that my LDL is really high, my HDL is low, my triglycerides are through the roof. And so my primary care physician said I need to be on this statin or I'm going to be in trouble. So I don't understand I hear what you're saying, but then I don't understand why the cholesterol is the way it is, and if I don't take the statin, what am I going to do? I'm like, okay, well, let's walk through what cholesterol really does for the body. And let's go step by step. So we have LDL. And everybody knows what the LDL is. They always consider it's like, oh, that's the bad cholesterol, right? Like, oh, yeah, that's the bad cholesterol, doc. That's what I've been told. That's what I read, everything. Like, okay, well, your body utilizes LDL to douse the flame of rampant inflammation in the body. What do you mean by that? Like, okay, if you eat something that is inflammatory, let's say like a hydrogenated oil or something that has a lot of GMO gluten and glycophages from the Roundup in your food, and you put that in your mouth, your body is going to send a lot of inflammation, your immune system is going to send a lot of inflammation to that area to douse the chemicals and the irritants that you just put into your mouth. You do that for a long period of time. You've basically set a forest fire in your body. Now, it could be your liver, could be causing like a hepatitis. Anytime you hear itis, I-T-I-S, it just means inflammation. It could be inflammation at your liver, inflammation at your pancreas, inflammation in your colon, creating constipation, irritable bowel, IBS, Crohn's. It could go in many different places. And so your body has a defense mechanism for that, and it's called LDL. And your body will then send the LDL. The liver will send the LDL to that site of inflammation and help douse the flame. And then other parts of your immunity are using energy and antioxidants like glutathione to clean that sucker up, to then take it back to the liver to help detoxify it. Like, oh, okay, so if you have high markers on your blood test that say high LDL, you know without a shadow of a doubt that your body and your lifestyle is inflammatory, that all the things you do in your life are creating more inflammation than should be there. So instead of having a nice campfire, you've let that sucker go wild, and now you have a raging forest fire taking everybody out of their homes. Like, oh, well, that makes sense. So what do I need to do? Like, okay, well, first things first, you need to start looking at the inflammatory foods that you put in your life and the inflammatory lifestyle that you live. So, okay, I got that. So then why is this HDL that's supposed to be my good cholesterol low? Like, okay. And I exercise, too, because they say that exercise is supposed to raise your HDL. But I exercise all the time, doc. I walk 4 miles a day. I go to the gym. I work out. I play a bocce ball. I do all these different types of things. And it's supposed to increase my HDL, correct? I'm like, it is. Well, why isn't it? Okay. So when your body, so your HDL is your garbage men. It is the garbage men of the liver that go to the site of where debris is, where waste product is, where all that doused wood and ash are from the fire that just got doused from the LDL. That HDL is there to go to that site and collect it all and then bring it back to the liver that's supposed to then do all of its detoxification ability, utilizing energy and glutathione and fat water waste conversion. Now, the more inflamed your body is, the less likely your liver has the energy, the glutathione, and the fat water conversion ratios to detoxify the body. So your liver is going to say, man, I don't have the energy to do this. I don't have the proper material. I can't convert this fat to water today. I'm just, no. So I'm not going to send my garbage men, my HDL, to the site of inflammation because they're just going to bring it right back to me. And no way. I don't have the energy, the time, or the ability to do this stuff. So I ain't doing it. But hey, LDL, just go at least douse it so it just throws more LDL because it can do that. But it's heck no if it's going to bring it back to itself using HDL. So you're exercising all you want, but your exercise, unfortunately, isn't part of your anti-inflammatory lifestyle. It's other issues. So your liver is taxed. So it's not going to create that HDL that you need. Like, oh, okay. So what you're saying is I have inflammation going on in my body. It's from a lifestyle, environmental standpoint, and apparently exercise is not helping it. Correct. Okay. So then my liver is a big issue. Yes, you have a definitely problem with your liver because that's the side of it, and that's where all detoxification goes to. Like, okay. So then why the heck are my triglycerides so high? What's all that about? Because that's the reason that my doc wanted me to go on this statin. So because these triglycerides are really bad, and that's going to hurt my heart, and I don't want to have a heart attack. Like, okay, I completely understand that. So let's talk about what this triglycerides are doing. So what did we just say about the HDL? The liver's not going to use it, right? Because it's not going, because the HDL is going to bring it back to the liver. Yeah. Well, triglycerides work just like HDL. They're garbage men too. They go to the site of waste. They pick everything up, but they don't bring it back to the liver. And the liver knows this. And the liver says, aha, I got my secret weapon, triglycerides. I'm going to send you to the site of inflammation, and I'm going to have you pick up all this waste, and you're just going to store it. And store it in that fat cell, because you know what? Again, I'm too tired to convert that fat to water to detoxify it anyways, but maybe later when I have a nap and I've taken a vacation or two and got and quit that job and did something in my life and just felt better, then I'll convert that fat to water and detoxify it up. But for right now, triglycerides, just go and store it for me and put it into those fat cells because I'm just too tired. And so it does. And so your body has now fat toxin stored in your body. And you have this whole picture. You have an inflammatory body that got there somehow from environment and stress and struggle and strife. The LDL was there to douse it. That's high. The HDL was low because it's not going to bring it back to the liver because the liver's tired. And the liver's going to send the triglycerides to the site that's stored in the fat because eventually I'll do it one day, but not today. And, okay, so now your physician says, hey, you need to go in the statin. Well, what is that statin doing? That statin is lowering your LDL. So now you have less firemen going to the site of inflammation, dousing the flame. So you didn't change your lifestyle. You didn't change anything about your life. You just started taking this pill. And now you have a way more inflamed body than you ever had before, affecting all the organs that it was affecting before, like your nervous system, your liver, your pancreas, your colon, your skin, and all these different types of vital organs. So they're all inflamed now, and they have no firemen to stop the blaze. Oh, God help us. Statin meds do nothing to make HDL get better at all. They do not fix the liver function. They don't make the liver be happier. They don't give it more energy. They don't give it more glutathione. They don't give it more fat water conversion properties to detoxify. They do nothing. So your lifestyle didn't change. So your HDL isn't really going to change much. So you don't have any of that bringing back to the liver to detoxify. And now your liver's like, okay, I want to throw out these triglycerides, but now the statin is lowering the triglyceride level. So now not only do you have less firemen dousing the flame, but now you have no detoxifiers and no, to bring it back to the liver like the HDL, and you have no triglycerides to then store it so you can deal with it later. It's just floating around in your blood, creating more havoc, more inflammation, more neurotoxin in the body. And when it gets into a neurotoxic, that's where you get the weakness and the cramps and the feet and the leg pains and the achiness all throughout your body. And that's what statins do. And that's what cholesterol is all about. And that's just one side of cholesterol. Cholesterol is also your endorphin supporter. When cholesterol is working really, really awesomely, it is converted to your happy hormones and your endorphins to help you feel good, feel alive, and feel energetic and awake. And your cholesterol does all of that when your body's working really, really well. And your cholesterol levels have high HDL, low LDL, and low triglycerides. When the liver is able to do all that with the cholesterol balancings, the cholesterol goes right over to your endorphins through happy lifestyle and excitement and growth and experience, and creates those neuro-emotional neurotransmitters and endorphins, and helps you get into that flow state of excitement and growth and potential and creativity. Now, stress, on the other hand, the more stressed out you are, either maybe being with people, places, things or events in your life, or your own self-image that's stressing you out, you trying to either keep things going because you feel good with it, and you'll do anything in the world to make it go, and you'll, God forbid, anybody tries to stop you with it, or you don't want to experience something, and so you're doing everything in your power not to do it. And if anybody out there makes you experience that, oh, God, help them. And that's stress. And the more stress you have, the more struggle and strife you have with no release, no relief, no surrender to the experience, and the more your goal-oriented actions are towards that, you're going to have cortisol spikes all day long. And guess who makes cortisol? Cholesterol. Cholesterol makes your cortisol. So the more inflammatory, i.e. or stressed out your body is through mental, emotional, physical, nutritional, your body's going to take that cholesterol and convert it to cortisol. So now you have high LDL, low HDL, high triglycerides, and high cortisol. And what cortisol does is it steals You know how the liver was like, oh, triglycerides, just store the fat into the fat cells. And if you can just store it there for a while, I'll be able to take care of it later when I get the energy. Well, the thing is, cortisol steals all that energy. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the enzymes, all the good water, all the good mineral, all the good metals, all that stuff, and all the good energy. Just steals it and says, yum, 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 yum. All mine. Thank you very much. And so I can stay here to keep you in that protection mechanism all day long. And so cortisol steals it all. And your statin doesn't deal with that either. So these stresses, this inflammation, all of it together, when you start looking at the big picture, start converting the body into a lifestyle that's anti-inflammatory and looks at stress as constructive versus destructive, where you start looking at your life as a completely different way and moving your body in a completely different way, you start changing your life.
Hold that thought, doctor. The call number, if you got a question or comment, is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I was talking to Wes Peters the other day, and he continues to amaze me at the diligence that he brings to the table, the knowledge he brings to the table. And he really looks forward to helping all of you to understand and clarify your goals and achieve your goals. Right now, if you go to my website at thelibertyman.com, scroll down to the Swiss America tile there on the left side, you'll see all the brand new articles as of today. Wall Street's fear index drops the most in about 5 months as Trump spooks market watch, and many more. It's peace of mind knowing that Wes Peters has been doing this for 8 years, and Swiss America's been at it for 36 years. Go to my website, scroll down to the Swiss America tile, read what you need to read, and then call Wes Peters. Here's Wes's telephone number. It's 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday the 24th of March, visiting with Dr. Phil Myers. It's easy to get started. He's my personal primary care physician, and he can be yours also. Call his office, set up that first private, no-charge consultation. That phone number is 314-878-6868. Let's continue, Doctor.
So if you really look at it, when you're looking at the overall scheme of things, inflammation, stress, and cortisol, if you can just take those three things, and if you just focused on, and this is the thing about health and changing your life, is focus. Focused, intentful action. And if you keep focused, intentful action going for you, you will see tremendous changes. The reason it's so important to keep focused, intentful action going is you, me, and all of us have literally been living a lifestyle. We've been living a ideology about ourselves. We've been living with feelings, with thoughts, and emotions about the world, about ourselves, about what the world, quote-unquote, brings to us, quote-unquote, takes from us, and what we give and what we take from the world. And we basically have an energy field. We have this construct about this. And the desire is always to transcend that. The whole purpose is to become masterful of the temple of that is that your body, of being a human being. And that is the purpose. Whether you know it or not, see it or not, accept it or not, have one ideology of it or not, it can be spoken in 100 trillion different languages, and this is the language I just chose to at that moment to speak. But the point is, the more we've lived that particular way for 10, 15, 30, 60 years, and it's become very ingrained. And whether it's just, I just want less back pain, or I want to create a new way of living my life, it doesn't matter. The psychology of it, the physiology of it, the biology of it, the neuroanatomy of it all, it's all linked. And you have to continue seeing those links.
Absolutely. Hold that thought, Doctor. The call number is 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutraMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much. All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday the 24th of March. My website is thelibertyman.com. Got some new videos on my homepage, one that's very disturbing, an interview with a woman who has inside information on the Muslims being brought into Missouri, my home state. There's no medical checkup. They do, in fact, have tuberculosis and other communicable diseases. They're given an American passport and an American Social Security card immediately upon arrival, things that only American citizens should have. Very disturbing interview. It's a free video to watch at my website, thelibertyman.com. And, of course, you can do what I do. I use my energy cleaner every night. You may have arthritis pain. You may have back pain. You may not be getting a great night's sleep. Well, the energy cleaner will help with all those things. If it doesn't, there's about a 3 to 5% chance it won't. Just box it up and ship it back, because I offer, for me to you personally, a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. So check out the energy cleaner. It's only $285, shipping included, American zip codes. And I do take PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online. MasterCard, Visa, checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. I have a toll-free order line, 24 hours a day. Don't try to call me. You won't get me. Toll-free order line only, 800 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're visiting with Dr. Phil Myers. He's my primary care physician. I've had great success working with Dr. Myers. He's a brilliant young man. And the office number to get started, you need to call him, set that first private, no-charge consultation at 314-878-6868. We're taking your questions, calls, and comments for Dr. Myers if you have any. The call number here at Republic Broadcasting is 800-313-9443. Let's continue, Doctor.
So this stuff is very, very widespread. I mean, you can work with yourself a lot just by working on those three things. And especially people are like, well, especially for guys, girls get this. Girls are always dealing with hormone problems because it's like they understand their hormones with their periods and their cramps and the signs and symptoms that kind of come along with that. Guys, on the other hand, we're kind of oblivious to the fact that we might have hormone problems. But just as much as girls are dealing with hormone problems, guys are. And our systems respond a little differently than the girls do, but we still have the hormone problems. And the thing is, it's getting really bad for the guys. It's getting so bad, it's starting at some levels to start looking like the girl problems. I mean, we've always had it where the guys, it was like, okay, I got the left low back pain. Well, that's your prostate irritating. I have the bloaty stomach. That's the testosterone and hormones leaking in, going into your colon and creating the inflammatory response. Just like the girls, they get the endometriosis and the cysts. We just get the colon issues and the prostate cancer. And it's the same thing. But either way, the symptomatology is prior to the big disease was always there because of, guess what, inflammation, cortisol, and stress. And you start looking at these things. Guys always think, okay, it's just heart problems. Well, we always forget that we have that wrapping around our heart that deals with your hormones. And if your body is an inflamed, stress, and cortisol and the cholesterol levels are crazy, well, that's, again, cholesterol is a hormone, and it's going to affect your heart. It's going to affect how it beats, how it gets blood back to it. It's going to how it clots and unclots blood vessels for immune function, how the oxygen goes from one chamber to the lungs and from the lungs back to the other chambers, back to the whole body. These are hormone problems that guys have been dealing with forever, just as much as girls have. And you want to look, if you guys are struggling with these inflammatory, stressful inflammatory things and cortisol spikes, which you are, you're going to have stressful livers. You're going to have low energy systems. You're going to have lack of ability for that energy that can be converted to glutathione to detoxify. Well, again, the liver's stressed, so it's not going to send your HDL out to come back to it with the toxin. It's going to send the triglycerides out. And what did I say? The triglycerides go to the fat cells, right?
Right.
Well, guess what? Those fat cells are hormone cells. They're endocrine cells. Every adipose tissue fat cell is a hormone. So when you're talking, if you're dealing with fat and you're dealing with maybe the cutaneous fat, like I look in the mirror and I don't like what I see, again, that's stored toxins in your fat cells, either through too much eating or lack of exercise or inflammation and high triglycerides. Or you might not have the outward appearance, but then your body is storing the waste product in your fat cells in a different place, or there's not enough fat cells with fat energy conversion going on in the body. So there's so many different things that guys really should start looking at. And the main medications that every guy is on is some type of cholesterol medication, some type of heart medication, and sometimes some type of digestive aid. Those are the three biggest things for men. And guess where they're all coming from? Your over-inflammatory body, your overstressed-out system, and your high cortisol response stealing all your fuel. It's not too difficult to see the big picture when you stay focused and intentful on what you're looking at. So if you can just, if you start there. Now, if your problems are other things, fine, cool, we'll deal with it. But if you start there, I guarantee you, you'll take care of 70%+ of the issues that you're dealing with just by looking at those three things.
Sounds pretty simple, Doctor.
It is. But like I was talking with a person today, our mind has created the scenarios of our life. We've created protection mechanisms. We've created stories. We've created lifestyles surrounding exactly how we are at this exact moment in time. And things that challenge that, even under your own accord, you turn around for 1 second, the light's back on. And it's right back to the old grindstone again. And so you must stay, you have to know that. We say it's simple. It is so simple. It's the simplest thing in the world, but it's so straight and narrow. And you must stay active and conscious and present with it. You know how hard it is to stay conscious, active, and present with things? Give yourself a 3-minute egg timer. Give yourself a 3-minute egg timer and try to stay focused on breathing in and breathing out with distractions around you.
Well, that's the key to
it's
it there.
Very challenging.
Eliminating distractions is the key to it, isn't it, Doctor?
Well, it is key, but even in the height of distraction, being able to stay conscious, active, and focused. So we're asking people, stay conscious, active, and focused on your diet, but you still have to wake up, get your kids ready, get your husband ready because he's lazy and won't do anything. I'm talking to you girls here. You got to go to work, got to do your job, got to pay your bills, got to kids' projects, got all these different types of things. Distractions never leave. But giving yourself the ample opportunity to take the moments that you have and learning to stay focused and stay concentrated in the heat of distraction, of overstimulation, you can then be able to, even in the most distractful situations of the world, and for example, me, I am constantly staying active, present, and conscious of how my body responds and reacts to the world. And I know if I don't do that while I'm working with people all day long, which is full of distractions because it's other people's stuff, I have to stay focused. And if I don't, at the end of the day, I am pooped. And so then I got to go home, and my wife needs me, my daughter needs me, and the world needs me still. But if I stay conscious, active, and focused, even in practice, that mindful connection to myself and what is going on, then at the end of the day, I'm still going strong, even though I've been up since 4:30 in the morning. And so we have to start practicing these things. And it doesn't matter where you start. Just start. There's no right place to start. There's no wrong place to start. You just start. And sometimes the easiest place to start is with a clean slate. And so a lot of times I'll tell people, I'll suggest to them, and I'll give them the challenge to go into their cabinets, go into their refrigerator, go into their kitchen, and literally clear out all that doesn't belong. and basically they throw out their whole kitchen.
Right.
Some matters of the case.
Right.
And it's like, well, what am I going to eat? Well, a lot of stuff, but it's definitely not going to be looking like what you used to do, and it's going to challenge your already always thinking system of what I think I thought I should have done ages ago and what I've been doing, because it's going to challenge it, and you're going to have kicking and screaming. But then you really know it's the right thing to do.
Right.
The more you kick and scream, the more you know it's the right thing to do.
We got a caller here, Doctor. We got Mark in North Carolina. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, everyone. I've got a quick question about attitude. I know everyone's probably heard of finding the silver lining in a dark cloud. Well, I know someone who could find a dark lining in the silver cloud, and he's just had
some
heart pain. So, yeah, so, I mean, he's about the most negative person I've ever met, angry all the time, can't speak to him. And so I'm wondering about attitude. I'm one of the persons who can find the silver lining in the darkest of clouds. And I'm pretty healthy, and he just had, I think, maybe a small heart attack. So I'm wondering about, you're talking about, you know, just your outlook on life. How does that affect health, not necessarily towards cholesterol, but in general, if you just keep a positive attitude and try to find some, you know, not allow yourself to get drawn into the negative, how does that affect health?
Well, that's a great question. All right, so when people think of the positive, those are all the things that they feel good. They're ooey-gooey, they're lovey-dovey, they're rainbows, teddy bears, and gummy bears. It's all that awesomeness. And we will do everything in our power to make sure our life is surrounded in that. And God help you if you bring negativity into my life and have to have me stay away from my awesomeness and bubble. That's positive. And then there's negative. So you got your negative. And those are the things we don't like. They don't feel good. They're heavy. They're dark. They're twisty. They're achy. They're burny. And it will do everything in our power to make sure we don't feel that. We will stuff it. We will remove it. We will withdraw from things. And God help you if you make me feel any more worse than I already do. Even in bringing all that positive attitude, because that just makes me insecure in what I already am. So either way, it's just one flip side of the coin. The way I look at things and the way that has been taught with me and is passed on upon the centuries and generations and some of the greatest spiritual teachings of all time is it's not about being holding on to the positive and withdrawing from the negative. It's about recognizing that both of them are goal-orientated actions that keep you in judgment and keep you in it keeps you out of your truest nature and keep you out of truly accepting and loving and caring for yourself and for another individual out there with the same grace that you have already always flowing within your truest self. So when it comes to attitude, yeah, it's better to be more on the positive, but not necessarily because quote-unquote grief and grieving is quote-unquote part of the negative spectrum of consciousness, whereas acceptance and willingness is on the positive side. So a person dies in your family, you have to go. You must go through the grieving process. You have to step onto the tail side of the coin, while at the same time accepting and being willing to accept the loss. On the flips, on the head side of the coin, you actually also have to go onto the tail side of the coin and look at the grief and the loss, and that which you wish you may have done differently. But then also surrendering to that experience and then being able to let go or forgive, which is a whole other story and a whole other process of canceling that goal and surrendering and collapsing the content behind it. So, and that I teach that all day long. So if people are dealing with that type of stuff, that's a huge thing that we do here at our office, is really walk you through the process of true forgiveness, of true letting go. So attitude is everything, but it's more than what than just positive and negative.
Well, that's great. I appreciate that. So it does have an effect on your health if you can try to at least keep a positive attitude and not look at everything so negatively.
In the beginning stages, yes.
It does. It does. Mark, thank you for the call. We are our last break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today. End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 24th of March, visiting with Dr. Phil Myers. One last time, here's how you get started. If you want Dr. Myers to help you achieve your goals of integration of mind, body, and spirit, here it is. You call his office, set up that first private, no-charge consultation. That office telephone number is 314-878-6868. We have 3 minutes, doctor.
So, yeah, that was a great question about attitude. And, yeah, even attitude shifting will bring down your stress, obviously then bring down your cortisol responses, and then obviously bring down your inflammatory reactions. And when you're doing that, you're utilizing more fat energy, i.e. then more hormonal energy, i.e. the better cholesterol energy. So yes, you can completely shift your cholesterol levels, your vitamin mineral enzyme levels, your neurotransmitter levels in your brain, your digestive function. I mean, you can change everything just by changing thoughts. And there's a whole aspect of medicine that deals with that, not just psychology, but the whole side of the forgiveness process of truly letting go. That will include your deep gravity. And turning her schedule, she's doing some Qigong. And she's been doing that for about a month now. And just that little shift alone, along with all the other work that we're doing, but that for her own sake, that shift has made such an impact on her life. She's noticing she's more motivated, has more energy, wants to do more, is excited to get up in the morning because it's like, okay, I get to do my Qigong today. It's those little things that make huge impacts on your life and what you're doing. And so whether you're in the place of your body where you haven't noticed a disease show up yet, or you've been diagnosed with a major illness, either way, there's no time to start but the present.
No time to start but the present. Absolutely. I could not agree more, Doctor. Well, one of my listeners sent me a DVD with some Tai Chi on it, movements, and I'll be starting those this week, probably over the weekend. And I'm looking forward to that, sir.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. And just those one little things that you can do every single day. Just start doing it.
Absolutely. That's all there is to it. So get started. Call Dr. Myers. Make that first private, no-charge consultation. And start having the life that everybody wants to have, that fun, full, productive life that we all want and all should have. Right, Doctor?
Amen to that.
Absolutely. Well, what's your final? We got 60 seconds here. What's your final words for these folks, Doctor?
Keep it going, keep living, and be strong in yourself. And just keep on keeping on.
Absolutely. Doctor, thank you very much. Look forward to having you back next Friday.
You too, Jim. Bye.
That's it for the day. That's it for the week. Have a fun, full, productive day. Get your medical supplies, your energy clinic, your essential oils now while you can. Your firearms and ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. And God bless America.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network.